Thank you, Madam Chair. I too welcome the distinguished delegation. My questions are on Article 6, and I'm glad to see that the National Rapporteur on Human Trafficking is part of your esteemed delegation. Portugal does, according to the 2021 TIP report, not fully meet the minimum standards to fight human trafficking. The main concern in the report is the identification of victims. Yesterday, GRETA issued the report, its report on Portugal, which is more substantial and based on extensive interviews also with civil society. Their findings coincide with those of the TIP report concerning the identification of victims. Both reports do reflect the efforts the state party makes to create awareness and educate professionals. What are the measures the state party plans to take to increase the identification of victims, and more concrete, to identify Portuguese victims and girl child victims of so-called lover boys? How does the current national action plan differ in this respect from the previous one, and what will make the difference? Portugal has a well-established institutional framework on action against trafficking, with a National Rapporteur on Trafficking and a multi-stakeholder anti-trafficking network led by the National Rapporteur. Information from civil society suggests that NGOs are not in a sufficient way part of the network. So my question is, how are the NGOs involved in the anti-trafficking network, specifically concerning the needed improvement in identifying victims? What are the obstacles to fully meet the minimum standards to fight human trafficking? Formal confirmation of victims of trafficking can only be done by law enforcement officials, which can be a lengthy procedure. Moreover, the number of prosecutions has decreased drastically. In theory, the National Rapporteur can also make a formal identification, but this is seldom the case. Are the residence permits of victims of trafficking dependent on a formal confirmation? And how many victims have been formally confirmed over the past years? In yesterday's report, GRETA refers to CEDAW's General Recommendation number 33 on women's access to justice and notes that in the case of trafficking in human beings, gender stereotypes, prejudices, cultural barriers, fear, and shame have an even greater impact on women's access to justice, and these barriers may persist during the investigations and trials. NGOs report that victims, mostly women, are fearful of coming forward and reporting to the police for fear of being prosecuted for crimes committed as a result of their being trafficked or of not being believed. Considering this and the outcomes of the project Improving Systems for Prevention, Assistance, Protection and Reintegration for Victims of Sexual Exploitation, could the state party provide information on public policy measures the state party intends to introduce to offer assistance to women victims of trafficking and sexual exploitation, and specifically regarding their access to justice, compensation, and the non-punishment clause? From 2011 to 2019, the number of convicted persons for trafficking of human beings and pimping has decreased by 79%. Even considering the effects of COVID-19, can the state party give a reason for this very substantial and alarming decrease? In 2018, there were 59 convictions. In 2019, 23, and in 2020, no convictions. And how is an increase in prosecutions and convictions foreseen in the National Action Plan? Are the data designated for pimping and trafficking? And if so, how is the relation between the two? Thank you, Madam Chair. These were my questions.